ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ.
ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 9.
ಮಚ್ಚಿತ್ತಮದ್ಗತಃ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ಬೋಧಯಂತಃ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ ಕಥಯಂತಶ್ಚ ಮಾಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ತುಷ್ಯಂತಿ ರಮನ್ ತುಷ್ಯಂತಿ ಚ ರಮಂತಿ ಚ
ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ದರ್ಶನಂ. ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. Seeing the entire universe as the form of the Lord is called Vishwarupa Darshanam. That Darshanam is possible only when we have Vishwarupa Bhakti. Vishwarupa Darshanam is possible only when we have Vishwarupa Bhakti. Vishwarupa Bhakti is possible when you have the knowledge of that Lord, His Vibhuti. Vishwam eva vibhutihi. The glory of the Lord is in the form of the universe. I have to learn to appreciate. We appreciate all pleasant things in the creation very easily. Everyone appreciates. Everyone appreciate mango. Everyone appreciate flowers. Everyone appreciate so many pleasant things. But the unpleasant, painful situations, things, what are all going on, how to accept that as the vibhuti of the Lord? How to accept that other side of that creation, the destruction, how to accept that? For that we have to understand the greatness of Hinduism. You understand here, all other religions, they talk about the evil. I said in one class, again I want to remind you in this context, whether I have totally given that concept for you or not, again I am presenting today. They talk about the evil, the Satan. They name it as Satan, evil. Evil is also there in the creation. This evil is outside the Lord or inside the Lord is the question. The evil in the world, we are seeing the destruction, declension, the pain, the sufferings, all papams people are doing. The evil in the creation is outside the Lord or inside the Lord? If you question, you have to answer for that. If you answer either way, it is a problem. Evil is inside the Lord, if you say, also problem. Evil is outside the Lord, if you say, also problem. What is the problem? If you see evil is inside the Lord, oh, Lord also has got evil. So he is also like ordinary human being. Who will worship such a Lord? If Lord is having evil within him, who will worship such a Lord? Do we go to such a Lord? No. So evil cannot be within the Lord. We cannot accept such a God, we cannot worship. Okay, let us take evil out of the Lord. Lord is here, evil is somewhere, separate from the God. So evil is sitting, Bhagavan is not there in where evil is there. Suppose you take like that, what will happen? Bhagavan is not all pervading. Because where is evil is there? Bhagavan is not there. Evil is separately existing. Bhagavan is separately existing. Therefore, such a Bhagavan is all pervading? No. That means Bhagavan is limited. Bhagavan is limited. Is not all-pervading God. We want such a God who is all-powerful. Then how you solve this problem? How you solve this problem? There is only one way to solve. That is, the evil belongs to the lower order of reality. The evil in the world, what you are seeing, other side of the coin, I said in the last class, pleasure is one side of the coin. Coin means in the creation. Pain is another side of the coin. Success is one side of the coin. Failure is another side of the coin. Praising, appreciation, glory is one side of the creation, order of the creation. Criticism is another side of the creation. So all pair of opposites are inevitable, bound to be there. They are all there, but this other side of the creation, that is evil, belongs to the lower order of reality, lesser order of reality. Bhagavan is of the higher order of reality, absolute truth. Evil belongs to the relative truth, vyavaharika satyam. Evil belongs to the vyavaharika satyam, lower order of reality. That evil, lower order of reality, cannot touch the Bhagavan who is of the higher order of reality. Paramarthika satya ishvaraha, vyavaharika satya evil or papam or that whatever is bad in the creation cannot touch or afflict the Bhagavan. So now evil is inside Bhagavan or outside Bhagavan? If you say inside or outside also, no problem with this understanding. It is inside Bhagavan or outside Bhagavan means within the creation, Bhagavan is creation. Therefore, evil cannot exist separate from Bhagavan. Since Bhagavan is the creation, in that creation evil is there. Therefore, evil is also manifestation of Lord Maya Shakti. That evil is not afflicting Bhagavan, touching the Bhagavan. It is of the lower order of reality. Therefore, accept the relative reality. That other side of the creation, destruction, pain, failure, adverse situations, all problems are other side of the creation. They are bound to be there. Accept them, falsify them, go beyond. Once you are mature enough, Lord Krishna says, now you have come out of ragadvesha. Ragadvesha, you have come out means what? The more you understand the Lord's creation is with plus and minus, it is the nature of creation, growth and decay. Body will grow and decay. Good and bad. Good and bad, both are the part of creation. I accept them. I am a mature person. One person come and praise me, immediately the same person will come and criticize me. So I accept both. So I reduce my raga, dvesha. Once person praise me, I am so attached. I am so much liking that person. If another person come and criticize me, even not criticizing, going to start to criticize like that, no, I develop dvesha. No dvesha. No raga, no dvesha. My ego, my dvesha towards other side of the creation will reduce. I accept people, I accommodate people with whatever behavior, whatever nature. Accepting adharma, I am not accepting, but I don't have any internal disturbance. It is a part of the creation. It is the part of creation you cannot avoid. Krishna could not avoid Duryodhana. Krishna could not stop Kamsa's atrocities. Rama could not stop Ravana's atrocities. Why? Tell me. If it would have been possible, Bhagavan would have changed them. Why Bhagavan could not do that? Bhagavan also knows. Bhagavan agreed, accepted Duryodhana as Duryodhana. He tried his best. But his own creation, why Duryodhana? In Bhagavan's own creation, why Ravana? In Bhagavan's own creation, why Kamsa? Are you getting the point? Bhagavan, why Bhagavan cannot create all good people? Why bad people? Bhagavan never created good or bad people. We are all born with our own punya papa karmas. Remember that. This is the biggest issue for everyone. Why me? Why me? I am suffering these problems and all. Once you understand, that is what relative order of reality. Today, nice health. You know, I am enjoying body physical health. Tomorrow, you see, I don't know whether I come out or not. That is the condition of the body. Same way, mind, intellect, sharp intellect. I was so sharp, Swami. Now only I have become blunt. Why? That is the nature of intellect. Your eyes are sharp, same eyes will become weaker and weaker. Your ears are very sharp, same ears will become deaf also. You are so eloquently talk, nicely singing, but no voice is coming out now. Why? That is what? So no raga, no dvesha. Accept it, whatever comes. Do whatever you can do. Remedy as much as possible and accept it, whatever remains. This is called maturity. Maturity. Then these problems, evil will not appear significant to you. They will not appear significant. No disturbance inside, too much disturbance, sleepless nights. Swamiji used to give an example. If there is you in sambar, you put lot of salt, too much salt. What do you do? Pour water. Salt become insignificant. Life is some bitter experiences are there. Salty. What you do? Develop expansive mind. It's called expansive mind. Acceptance of the other side of the behavior. When a person is so nice, I accept. When the person is not behaving according to my wishes, and then I cannot look at that person, my pleasant look goes away, my speech also changes. Immediately I change. Why? Why means that's all. You yourself do not know why your mind is behaving like that. What to talk of others' minds? Therefore, Bhagavan tells Arjuna, are you ready, free from raga, dvesha, towards people, towards creation? Can you accept my creation as it is? If you understand, I am ready to give you the absolute knowledge. Avikampena yogena. That Avikampa Yoga, you remember? That I give absolute knowledge to such a person. That's why a person who is predominantly rajasic, raga, dvesha, strong likes and dislikes are there, he cannot come to Vedanta, highest knowledge. So reduce your ego, reduce your conditions, conditional. Very, very, very conditional. A mind can never be happy. Accept the other side of the person also. Every person is having plus and minus. Every person, without any exception. Appreciate the plus points, accept the minus points. AA. Last class I said PPA, LL. Love and lust. difference, understand. And PP means what I said? Do you remember? No, you don't remember. Sorry, okay, leave it. What now I am telling, AA means appreciate and accept. Appreciate and accept. Pleasant, appreciate. Unpleasant behavior, unpleasant talking, unpleasant thinking of that person. Okay, accept it without any disturbance. Then you are a mature person. That means your ego is not disturbing you. Acceptance is very important. That is the biggest issue in everyone's life. We cannot accept other persons which are unpleasant for us. Because of that, we lose our temper, we lose our mental peace and disturbance. Everything comes. You cannot correct them, you cannot avoid totally, you cannot change them. They are unpredictable, unchangeable, uncontrollable. What to do? Instead of grumbling and murmuring, okay, so what? Why I have to disturb myself? Let train your mind. Give auto-suggestion to your mind. Then such a mind is free from ego. You have to tell ego. Ego, not so easy. Our ego is the main obstruction, which is false ego, really speaking. We are holding on to that false ego and spoiling our life, wasting our life and whole life suffering. Thevaya? Thevaya illa. Analum, by that time we realize 60, 70, over everything. No use. That's why Bhagavan is warning, as soon as you drop your ego, with raga, dvesha. Ego is nothing but a mixture of raga, dvesha. What is ego? Likes and dislikes. Preferences. I want this, I don't want this, I like this, I don't like this. So too many likes and dislikes, person's life is miserable. Bhagavan says, come out of all these likes and dislikes. Why you are carried away by them? Making your life miserable. So what? So what? Like that you have to mature. So Bhagavan tells, Machittaha madgatah pranaha. They are surrendering to me, always talking about me, and they understand the whole creation, this side and that side also. That's why Bhagavan, they rely upon Bhagavan. They never rely upon local persons. Even everyone drops my hand, Bhagavan is there holding on my. I have the Bhagavan's lap. I am not depending upon these local people. I don't know. Anytime their mind may change. Why we get disappointment? We always depending upon people. But this mature person never depend upon local family members or people. Therefore, he rely upon Bhagavan. I am not going to lose anything, even anyone drop relation, association and dissociation. This is natural. Where there is association, there is bound to be dissociation, either within weeks or months or years or decades. We don't know. But Bhagavan's association is continuous. I am not losing my heart. Such a person never get disappointment. They are called Kathayantaha Mam Nityam Tushyanti Ramanti. They revel in me, they are happy, they are satisfied. They are always thinking about me. They never get disappointment in their life. They see only appointment. Every disappointment Bhagavan gives, what purpose? For myself to grow spiritually. A mature person is one who sees an advantage in every disadvantage. An unpleasant, he sees the pleasant. Something is awaiting for me. Something good is awaiting for me. This is a tremendous maturity. You recognize this. Really, you thank the other person. You thank mentally. Okay, if you go and tell that person directly, problem. Mentally, if that person is mature enough to able to accept, wonderful, but they won't accept. Then you have such a person accepting, because of you only really I am mature enough. So that way people are helping us. Thunba pudattilitti. Last week I said, therefore be ready. No disappointment at all. I see this is only three letters. In disappointment, appointment is more, many letters. This is true actually. Disappointment, D-I-S, remove D-I-S. Appointment you get with the Lord, more spiritually you grow and mature. Nice Swamini to listen, but when the crisis comes, that is why you require bhakti, tremendous bhakti is there. And that crisis period also, you just wake up immediately without much damage by your relations, your interactions with the people. You yourself just study. That bhakti helps us. That is called tushyanti ramanti. Not standing in front of a ocean and jumping. Seeing Vishwarupam of Bhagavan, ocean and people are jumping. That is not Vishwarupa Darshanam. Vishwarupa Darshanam means accepting the Lord, Ishwara's order, both in this plus and minus, birth and death, all opposites, association, dissociation, young, old, everything. That is called Vishwarupa Darshanam. Now you are getting the point? This is admiration of the vibhuti of the Lord. Then this person is ready for what? Jnanam.
Tesham satata yuktanam. Bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Yena mamupayantite.
Very important shloka. Daily we worship the Lord, we do puja, something or other, but many people do not know what is the nature of God. They never try to know. Even these Darwin Siddhanta, they talk evolution. They talk about that how life has come. In life, they are seeing how this life has come. The living organisms, all the life, wherever life is there, how this life has come, they are searching. But Vedanta does how matter has got life. That is what we are seeing. Life to life, they are doing a lot of research. Life to life. In the life alone, innur life eppadi varadu. Eppadi thane searching. In the life alone, vere life eppadi varadu. What we say, how matter is getting life. Matter, insentient, jadam, how it is becoming sentient. That is what our research. It is not research. All our people have done research, have presented the papers and left. That papers are left out with us now. We are studying those papers. How matter has got life? Matter has got life because of consciousness. That's why this consciousness is not available for ordinary intellect. Okay, now what Bhagavan says, you see, this 10th shloka, very important shloka. Tesham satata yuktanam. Bhajatam priti purvakam. Tesham, for them. Satata yuktanam, who are they? They are Vishwarupa bhaktaha. Satata yuktanam, who are ever steadfast, committed with devotion. Satata yuktanam, ekagra buddhi yuktanam ityarthaha. Those who have withdrawn from the worldly materialistic cravings. Anartham. Those who have come out of the worldly cravings, worldly desires, satata yuktanam, they are not predominant, they are not dominant for them. They are not top priority for them. Bhagavan is first, all are next. They are called satata yuktaha. Satata means always. Yuktaha means with integrated mind, knowing what is real, what is unreal. Viveka buddhi. What is the top priority of life? Earning money, enjoying. Kavo, pivo, kondattam. 4 days, Sankranti, pongal comes, people, pongalo, pongalana. What is real pongal? Samkranti. Samyak kranti. Matram anartham. Kranti anartham matram. Matram anana Bhagavan, Surya Bhagavan is changing his dimension now towards Uttarayanam. What it shows? What is the indication of Sankranti? That which has to bring real transformation in my thinking, perception, towards creation, towards me. That is real Sankranti, not Pongalo, Pongal. Real Sankranti is that which brings Kranti in my thinking, in my vision, in my perception. All wrong notions has to be put in Bogi. Bogi, adirikiliyo, fire, bonfire. That you have to put, all old things they put. You have to put what? All old wrong thoughts put and burn in Bogi. That is the indication. Old, all past incidents, all old things you put in that is what people are doing year, every year. What is the philosophical symbolism here? Na? Put all your past incidents, whatever happened, burn them. Let them not come and disturb you. That is called real bhogi. Priyar do? Illan nam, appa po nadandhe 10 varshathukku munnad, think panni panni, enna da nadakka poradhu, think panni. Am I going to get anything out of that? This is one of the biggest drawback for human beings. We worry about the past. Hurt. Come out of that. Don't waste your time and energy in thinking about the past. So easy to say. But it comes. It comes. Yes, it comes. It comes immediately. You just look at it. Past is past, dead and gone. I am not going to disturb by that. I deserve it. I need it. I told you last class. Past, hurtful incidents, anything if suppose happened, even they are not hurting also, I convert them into hurting, no? That I am so so what they call what you can call this is a fertile mind. A fertile mind, even though they have not done intentionally. They don't want to hurt you actually. It happened. But I convert into they wantedly, deliberately hurt me and nam thinking pandra. Enna meaning kedaiyadhu. Namakku idhu or weakness. Human mind weakness. So therefore, put all the past into bogi. Start new Sankranti. New Sankranti. What Sankranti? I have learned a lesson from my past. Now I am mature. My life is new. Pongal, Sankranti. New change comes. Bhagavan tells, you see, Tesham. To such people who learn a lesson from the past experiences without any hurt. And taking all past experiences as a gift by the Lord for me to learn a lesson. I accept them. So they won't stand in my mind as hurting pricks. They never stand. I look at them so useful. Like cobra venom. Cobra's venom, poison, we convert into medicine. All my past bitter cobra venom experiences, I convert into medicine. Aushadam. What a thinking, you see, no? This is what Lord Krishna expects. That is real Sankranti. All my past experiences are a part of my life. I accept them. I am not going to disturb by them. I have learned a lesson by them. I am very, very happy. So for them, satata yukta namana adidartham. Satata yukta namana jalra vittu ukkarnde. Bhajana pandinirkan artham illa. That is not the meaning here. Satata yuktana means with integrated mind all the time. Bhajatam, and who worship me. Who worship me? Preeti purvakam, with devotion, tremendous devotion. How they love their daughter, they love their son, they love their kith and kin. How much they love their near and dear. Honey. Bhagavan is the honey for me. After that only all anihanis. Preeti purvakam. You know, with full love, whoever loves me. You know. That is why a real bhakta always admire how blinking is Bhagavan's creation. Blinking. Digestion. The function of heart. Function of everything. Function of everything. Phenomenon. What miracles you require to admire the Lord's creation other than your own physical body phenomenon? How the baby is formed in the uterus, how the baby grows in the uterus, how the baby birth is taking. No, a miracle it is. What miracles you want to trust Bhagavan is there? Yenna avarku miracles kaamichara appo Bhagavan irukara adella thevaya nijamana bhaktanige oru miracle thevai illa. ஒரு மெரக்கல் பார்க்காமலே இந்த உடம்புல இருக்கிற மெரக்கல்ஸ், ஹவு மெனி செல்ஸ் ஆர் சேஞ்சிங் எவ்ரி மூமெண்ட் இன் மை பாடி, பிளட் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன், ஹவு ஸ்கின் இஸ் க்ரோயிங் க்ரோயிங் க்ரோயிங், ஹவு பியூட்டிஃபுல் இட் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங். வாட் எவர் யூ ஈட் ஃபுட் கன்வெர்டட் இன்டு ப்ரோட்டீன்ஸ், கார்போஹைட்ரேட்ஸ் கன்வெர்டட் இன்டு பிளட், இஸ் இட் நாட் அ மெரக்கல்? யூ ரிக்வயர் விபூதி? பகவான் இஸ் தேர். என்ன அவனு போய் கொஞ்சம் விபூதி காமிச்சா, பகவான் இருக்கார். என்ன விபூதி பார்த்தானே பகவான் இருக்காருன்னு சொல்லணுமா? எவ்வளோ முட்டாள்தானம் இது. ஏதாவது சித்தரி காமிச்சான்னா நம்ம பகவான் இருக்கார். அப்போ இல்லைன்னா இல்லைம்மா பகவான். சித்தி காமிக்கலன்னா பகவான் இல்லை. ஹூ இஸ் கன்வெர்ட்டிங் யுவர் ஃபுட்? வாட் எவர் யூ ஆர் ஈட்டிங் சாலிட் ஃபுட் கன்வெர்டட் இன் டு பிளட். டெல் மீ வாட் மெரக்கல் யூ வாண்ட் ஃப்ரம் அவுட் சைடு. யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃபுட் யூ ஆர் கெட்டிங் பிளட். Food and blood, how they are converted. My God, I don't want any other miracles to see, to trust the Lord existence or not. This amazing body creation is enough for me to trust Bhagavan is there. That's why real bhakta, I admire everything. By 12 o'clock you feel hunger. Is it not a miracle? Are you creating hunger? And the hunger undu pandroma namo. Now 12:30, let hunger should come. Are you working? Thirst, hunger, miracle happens. What miracle you want? Preeti purvakam bhajatam, whoever admire me, my entire creation. What I do? Buddhi yogam dadami, I provide what? Guru, shastra to study. ததாமி புத்தி யோகம். புத்தி யோகம் மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞான யோகா. சம்யக் தர்ஷனம், ரைட் நாலேஜ், ரைட் நாலேஜ். ஈவன் ஆன் பொங்கல் டே ஆல்சோ, காணும் பொங்கல் ஆல்சோ, ஐ ப்ரொவைட் தம் கிளாஸ். தே கெட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட், தே வில் நாட் ட்ராப்டு பை எனி திங். ஏதாவது வந்தால் கூட 11 to 12 அப்புறம் வரேன்னு சொல்லிட்டு வருவேன். அதுதான் புத்தி யோகம். ஐ ப்ரொவைட் தட் மச் புண்ணிய பிராரப்தா ஃபார் தெம். I provide that interest in them because all the way they have trust and they have come to me with full devotion, means pure heart mind, pure minded people. So buddhi yogam dadami, I will prepare them to go beyond name and form, good and evil, because they have acceptance. So they help them to go beyond good and bad. Yena, by that buddhi yoga, by that knowledge, by studying shastra, jnana yoga, knowledge of Arupa Ishvara. E te mam upayanti ena, by which knowledge they attain me, they merge into me, they merge within, without any wrong notions, they merge within me, they attain liberation, ityarthaha, mam upayanti. Next shloka. Upayanti means they merge. Again problem. Upayanti merjna. What is merging? They drop the notion that they are separate from God. They drop the notion of body-mind complex. They drop the wrong notion that they are different from God. That means they recognize their real nature is Atma. They establish in that Atma. They disown the body-mind complex. They disown the body-mind abhimana. They use body-mind, but they are not identified with the body-mind. That is called merging. They drop the identification. Deha abhimana tyagaha, mana abhimana tyagaha. How they do tyaga? Intellectually. How they do intellectually? That wrong notion, I am body so and so, I have mother, I have father, I have brother and sister, they are all real, this body is real. This notion they drop. This wrong notion, misconception, they drop. They look at the body as an instrument, they use the body, mind, everything given by the Lord to know the Lord. They are the people who utilized body, family properly. Other people are all trapped. They take the body and they take the family and they attach to that and they trapped by that and they suffer in that and they will not come out and they make their life miserable. But whereas my bhakta, I help him to come out of deha abhimana, mana abhimana, family abhimana, loka abhimana, and he use them intelligently and recognize my nature and he enjoys. What a beautiful teaching. Where we will get this teaching? Where we will get? Untiringly we have to assimilate this. The moment you will assimilate, life is wonderful. The moment I miss this fact, life is miserable. You want to make your life miserable or wonderful, it is your choice. Therefore, make real Sankranti today. Okay, real Sankranti you are celebrating. Yes or no? Huh? Real Sankranti. Nijamana anandam illama or anandam in the Sankranti. Ethana Sankranti one nidka poindirka, manaporanda the kapra. Okay, next shloka. Very, very important next shloka.
Tesha me vanukam partham. Aham ajnana jantamaha. Nashayamyatma bhavastham. Jnana deepena bhasvatam.
Inna swamini, 45 nimishwana kuda oru shlokamu nadakaliye. What to do? Sometimes I feel, why I am going very slowly? You know? How many shlokas you are completing is not the question. Okay. If I miss these two shlokas, later nothing is there. Okay. That's why I am spending more time here. 12th shloka onwards only vibhuti. Okay. The main teaching of 10th chapter is here only. So I have to dwell upon that.
Tesham eva anukampartham.
Anukampartham means out of compassion. Anukampa means out of compassion. Tesham, for them. Why I help them? Out of compassion. Because they have all the way come to me, their mind, body, sense organs, everything they have surrendered to me. They are always thinking about me, they are relying upon me, what? Then because of compassion, out of compassion for them, aham atma bhavasthaha buddhi yogam dadami, he said in the previous shloka. I give jnanam to them. How Bhagavan gives jnanam? Bhagavan children, next shloka, the 11th shloka. Previous shloka he said, aham buddhi yogam dadami. I give jnanam to them. Jnana yoga means guru prapti, jnana prapti, ellame. Nane paathukuren avanukku ulla eppadi jnanam varudha na paathukuren anna. Eppadi enna pannuvar Bhagavan? What he is going to sit, and he is going to sit in our mind na. Aama anu solraru. I am going to sit. Avanukku puriya padi na purinjikkira maadhiri na pandren anna. புரிஞ்சுக்கிற மாதிரி நான் பண்ணுறேன். அவனுக்கு தூக்கம் வந்தால் நான் எழுப்பி விட்டுவேன். அவனுக்கு ஏதாவது கொஞ்சம் ஹெல்த் அப்படி இப்படி இருந்தாலும் நான் சரி பண்ணுவேன். ஃபைனான்ஷியல் ப்ராப்ளம் இருந்தால் அதையும் சரி பண்ணுவேன். எல்லாமே அவனுக்கு என்னென்ன தேவையோ அதெல்லாம் சரி பண்ணி அதுக்கப்புறம் அதெல்லாம் வெளியில் உள்ளக்குள்ளே கூட நானே உட்கார்ந்து அவனுக்கு புரிகிற மாதிரி பண்ணுவேன். மாதிரின்னா நிஜமாவே. ஓகே, லுக் அட் த வேர்டு. ஆத்மபாவஸ்தா ஹியர், ஆத்மபாவஸ்தா மீன்ஸ் அஹம் ஆத்மபாவஸ்தா. அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன் ஐ ரிமெயின் இன் தேர் ஹார்ட். அஹம், ஐ, தி லார்ட், ஆத்மபாவஸ்தா, ஸ்தா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்திதா, ரிமெய்னிங், லொக்கேட்டட். வேர் ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் பாவ, மைண்ட். Remaining in their one's own mind. I remain in their mind. Anartha. It's not your greatness, your understanding. Anna, puriyirudha? Enakku ella puriyirudha swamini anna. Appadi ella puriyadappa. If you have done sufficient puja, punya karma, either in this janma, previous janma, அனுகம்பார்த்தம், அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன், ஐ ரிமெயின் இன் தேர் மைண்ட். ஆத்மபாவா இன் தேர் ஓன் மைண்ட், இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் விருத்தி, அகண்டாகார விருத்தி ரூபேணா ஐ ரிமெயின் இன் தட். இட்ஸ் கருணாமயுடனோ பகவான். ஆத்மபாவஸ்தா அகண்டாகார விருத்தி ரூபேண அஹம் ஸ்திதா. Then what I do? By remaining in their mind, what I do? Nashayami, I destroy. What I destroy? Nashayami. Tamaha, I destroy the darkness, the internal darkness. I destroy their internal darkness. Tamaha means darkness. Remaining in the mind, remove the darkness. Enna darkness irukum mind kulla? ஒரே ஒரு டார்க்னஸ், அஜ்ஞானஜம் தமஹா. தட் டார்க்னஸ், இன்டர்னல் டார்க்னஸ் விச் இஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் அஜ்ஞானம், தட் இன்டர்னல் டார்க்னஸ், இக்னரன்ஸ், அஜ்ஞானஜம், தட் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் அஜ்ஞானஜம், தட் விச் கவர்ஸ், விச் இஸ் பார்ன் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ், மித்யா பிரத்யயா, ராங் நோஷன். All wrong notions I destroy. Mithya means all false notions, false apprehensions, false concepts, false understanding. I destroy them by remaining in their own mind. Why? Because of their bhakti, their purity, their devotion towards me. Because their mind is committed to me, their sense organs are committed to me, their body, buddhi, everything committed to me. So I have to be committed to them, to those bhaktas. That's why anukampartham aham atmabhavastah tamaha nashayami. What a sloka, a wonderful sloka. Ajnanajam tamaha nashayami. Then what I do? By destroying their darkness. What is happening there? Jnana Deepena Bhasvata. Jnana Deepena, by the brilliant light of knowledge. Once the darkness goes, what comes? Light. What light here? In the mind, light comes. Knowledge. Ajnanam goes, Jnanam comes. Wrong notions, wrong apprehensions, body, deha, mind, jagat, creation, these are all real, real, he is thinking, which are cause for problems. All I destroy. Then what comes? Jnanam na aham brahma asmi. I am the substratum of this universe. I am the consciousness, existence, principle, enlivening the body, matter. I am making this body alive. I am not the body. I, the consciousness, am making this body alive. That is called Jnana Deepam. Madhusudana Saraswati beautifully presents how Deepam and Jnanam, not understanding these people, what do they talk? Jyoti, Jnanam, light moving in the body. Light is moving in the body. And light, I am seeing lights there and there. They interpret all these things such a way. What to do? Enna pannanum ivangalella? Indha light light theriyiradha? Light ella sutturadha udambella? Atma anna or light. And the light naan eppu paapen? When am I going to see the light? Ipdi paathinde irupa. We have to count, so many lights are there here. Come on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. ஒரு லைட்டுக்குள்ளே உனக்கு இத்தனை பல்பு இருக்குது, இங்கே வேறு லைட் ஒன்றும் பார்க்க வேண்டாம், இது பாரு போதும் என்ன. பீப்புள் ஆர் வேஸ்டிங் தேர் லைஃப் டைம் அண்ட் எனர்ஜி சிட்டிங் இன் மெடிடேஷன் அண்ட் சீயிங் லைட்ஸ். ஹூ ஆஸ்க்டு யூ டு சீ லைட்ஸ் இன் த மெடிடேஷன்? இல்லை இல்லை, புக்கில் எழுதியிருக்காங்கண்ணா. எங்கே? படிக்காதவன் எவரோ எழுதுவான், இப்படிக்காதவன் புரியாதவன் இவன் படிப்பான், படித்து உட்கார்ந்து மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணிட்டு இருப்பான். கிளாஸுக்கு வச்சு ஒழுங்காக உட்காரண்ணா, இதெல்லாம் தேவையில்லை, வேஸ்ட்டு. நான் உட்கார்ந்து அப்படியே ஆத்மானே பார்ப்பேன். நான் எப்படி ஜோதியாக பார்க்குறேன்னா, அதனால் மக்கர ஜோதி என்ன, திருவண்ணாமலைக்கு ஒரு குரூப்பு போயிடுவான், ஐயப்பனுக்கு ஒரு குரூப் போயிடுவான், யாரும் இந்த கிளாஸுக்கு வர மாட்டான். மக்கர ஜோதி அங்கே ஜோதிக்கன்னு ஓடி ஓடி கோட்டி கணக்கில் போகிறான். தட்ஸ் வை மெட்ராஸ் எல்லாம் காலியாக இருக்க பார்த்தாலும், சென்னை எல்லாம் காலி காலியாக இருக்க, என்னன்னா அங்கே ஐயப்பன் பார்க்கறதுக்கு ஜோதி பார்க்கறதுக்கு ஒரு கூட்டம், இங்கே ஜோதி பார்க்குறதுக்கு ஒரு கூட்டம், நமக்கு தெரிஞ்ச ரெண்டு கூட்டம் இது. இது விட எத்தனையோ இருக்க ஜோதிஷ். யூ ஆர் த ஜோதி, ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். ஜோதி இஸ் தட் இன் ஹூஸ் ப்ரெசன்ஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் நோன். யூ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹூஸ் ப்ரெசன்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் எவிடென்ட். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் ஜோதி, டோன்ட் டேக் ஆர்டினரி ஜோதி. இஃப் எட் ஆல் யூ வாண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், கம்பேர் தட் ஜோதி அண்ட் திஸ் ஜோதி. What is the significance? Why our people said, Deepam Jyoti Param Brahma Deepar Jyoti Janardhanah Deepo Haratu Me Papam. This is the way symbolically they have presented. Don't see Deepam as Atma somewhere. You require tremendous maturity. Don't waste your time. Ippiravi tappinal, Ippiravi vaikumo. Don't waste your time searching for this light and that light. Look at the word. 9-10 comparisons, Madhusudana Saraswati, just one sentence he writes. What are they? Number one, I go to Arjuna Uvacha next class. Okay, this is the important portion. First, a light require an enclosure. A lamp require an enclosure, a glass flame. Isn't it? Yeah. Like that, big hall or room or just glass. That is vairagyam. Vairagyam. Enclosed. Vairagyam means detachment. Number two, oil holder. You require for Deepam an oil holder. This is drishtanta. This is side, right side is darshtanta. Okay, or Vedantic application. Oil holder in drishtanta. In Vedantic philosophical angle, mind. It is like a mind. Number three, in that oil holder, you need an oil. ayu. Here, Ishvara Prasada, Ishvara Anugraha is the oil. Ishvara's grace is the oil. This is number 3. Number 4, for the lamp to light, you require a wick. Number 4. The wick is here your intelligence. Your intelligence is the wick. Number 5, lamp. The lamp means you light the lamp. That lamp is called Brahmakara Vritti. Innu prakasham varala. And the lamp, light irukkillayo, adu Brahmakara Vritti. And the flame full, adunode form. And the flame, prakasham pesala nanu. And the flame, that is called Brahmakara Vritti. A thought pratyaya, aham brahmasmi pratyaya. That is 5th one. Then 6th one, brilliance. Now the rays. Rays are coming. Brilliance. Called reflected consciousness. Reflected consciousness. RC. Number 7, it has to be protected. It has to be protected. Flame apdi vittukodadu illaya. You have to be, it has to be protected. Shama dama. Mind control and sense control, they alone protect that Brahmakara Vritti flame. This is 7. Number 8, two types of wind is required. Two types of wind. If you close totally also, it will put off. If you full wind is there also, it will put off. You require a mild wind. It is not too total nil wind or heavy wind. And the two types of wind, middle over wind irukko. Adi jastiyum irukkadu, kammi asal illamal irukkadu. Andha madri wind. That type of wind you require, that is what? Favorable and unfavorable conditions of your life. Favorable also konja irukkadu. Eppome unfavorable irundha thanga mudiyadu. Okay. எப்பவுமே ஃபேவரபுளாக இருந்தால் இவனுக்கு லெசன்ஸை கற்றுக்க முடியாது. அதனால் ஃபேவரபுள் அன்ஃபேவரபுளுக்கு மத்தியில் இருக்கணும். அது கூட பகவானே பார்ப்பார். இவனுக்கு ரொம்ப கஷ்டம் இருந்தால் தாங்க முடியாதுன்னு சொல்லி உடனே ப்ரொடெக்ட் பண்ணுவார். இவனுக்கு ரொம்ப சுகம் கொடுத்தா கூட கேட்க மாட்டான் சொல்லி அப்பப்போ கொஞ்சம் 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 ப்ரிக் பண்ணுவார். ஃபேவரபுள் அண்ட் அன்ஃபேவரபுள் நன்னா இருக்கு இல்லையோ. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன், 9th ஒன், த விக் ஹேஸ் டு பி ஷார்பெண்ட். The wick has to be tended. நல்ல கற்பூரம் எல்லாம் போட்டு திரி திரி நல்லா இப்படி பண்ணுவோம் இல்லையா, அதுதான். அது என்ன பண்ணுவோம்னா, யூ ஹாவ் டு ஷார்பன் யுவர் மைண்ட், சூக்ஷ்ம புத்தி. தென் லைட்னஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட், தட் லைட் கம்ஸ், தட் இஸ் ஸ்ரவண மனன நிதித்தியாசனம். இந்த லைட் இட் கம்ஸ், இட் ரிமூவ்ஸ் த டார்க்னஸ். அந்த ஸ்ரவணம் மனநம் பண்ண உடனே என்ன வரணும்? அதனால் குரு வேதாந்த அங்கே ஒரு ஜுவல் பாக்ஸ், டைமண்ட்ஸ் எல்லாம் இருக்கு. எங்கே தத்துவமசி மகா வாக்கியா, எல்லாம் மகா வாக்கியம் இருக்கிற டைமண்ட் பாக்ஸ் இருக்குது. ஆனாலும் கீ இல்லை. இஃப் வித்தவுட் கீ வாட் யூ கேன் டூ? யூ ரிக்வயர் ஏ கீ. ஸோ குரு இஸ் த கீ, ஹூ ஓப்பன்ஸ் த தட் பாக்ஸ். What box? Vedanta box. Who will open this sloka? 10th and 11th sloka. In this 1 hour, if you sit at home, you read these 2 slokas, can you get all these ideas? Book is diamond box. Bhagavad Gita book. Can you open? Naa iniki veetla ukkaanunde padikira swamini. Can you get this meaning? And the diamond box you cannot unfold without guru key. Now you got the key. That's why you have come all the way. Guru key has opened the 10th and 11th slokas. True or not? And the shravanam, mananam. Ippa poi nididhyasanam pannanam. Aama, idhi correct. அதுக்கு தான் லைப் விளக்கு வச்சுடு வீட்டில் டெய்லி. ஒரு நாளுக்காவது இங்கே ஹிருதயத்தில் அந்த ஆத்ம ஜோதி எங்கிறது புரிஞ்சிக்க முடியும். அனி பிரகதாரண்யக உபனிஷத்தில் ஸ்வயம் ஜோதி பிராமணம், தி ஸ்வயம் ஜோதி ஒன் டே தி ரிலேட்டிவ் ஜோதி ஹெல்ப்ஸ் யூ to understand the real Jyoti, that is Atma Swarupam, that is you are. Just as the Jyoti removes darkness outside, this Atma removes, dispels your ignorance. Ignorance about yourself, ignorance about world, ignorance about God, and ignorance about these three, how they are related. All will go away. Doubt-free mind is the only solution for ananda, happy life. There is no way. This is real Sankranti. Therefore, can we say now happy Pongal? You can say loudly happy Pongal? Happy Pongal. Enna seddame varla anandam. Happy Pongal. Okay. Real happy Pongal. Today I enjoyed. I hope you also have enjoyed. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.